morning. Yes, it's Moments of Melody time again. Most people know about Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, but few know about the faith of this great man. Abraham Lincoln was raised in a Christian home. He once said of his mother, "I remember her prayers, and that they've always followed me. They've clung to me all my life." In his youth, Lincoln showed great interest in the Bible and spiritual truths. He memorized large portions of the scriptures and read such works as Pilgrim's Progress. But in his later years, he strayed from this godly foundation and was once accused of being an infidel, which he denied. With the burdens of the Civil War and the death of his son William in 1862, President Lincoln was broken spiritually. Later in his life, he was asked by a minister, "Do you love Jesus?" Lincoln replied, "When I left Springfield, I asked the people to pray for me. I was not a Christian. When I buried my son, the severest trial of my life, I was not a Christian. But when I went to Gettysburg and saw the graves of thousands of our soldiers, I then and there consecrated myself to Christ. Yes, I do love Jesus." Well, that was Lincoln's greatest decision, to love Jesus and trust Him as Savior. Again today in our reading, we see a man making a decision.
When your heart is aching, turn to Jesus. He's the dearest friend that you can know. Find Him standing close beside you, waiting peace and comfort to bestow. Heartaches, take them all to Jesus. To Him today, do it now without delay. Heartaches, take them all to Jesus. He will take your heartaches all
And now the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. Once more Pilate spoke to them, offering to set Jesus at liberty. But they continued to answer with shouts of, "Crucify Him! Crucify Him!" And then for the third time He said to them, "Why, what wrong has He done? I can find no fault in Him that deserves death. I will scourge Him, and then He shall go free." But they with loud cries insisted on their demand that He should be crucified, and their voices carried the day. Pilate gave his assent that their request should be granted, releasing the man of their choice who had been in prison for revolt and murder, while he handed Jesus over to their will. Pilate was faced with a great decision, and in that hour he gave in to the people. Remember, the crowd is not always right. In fact, so often it's wrong. Don't follow the crowd. Follow Christ.